What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. It's Peyton and Uncle David. Today we will be talking about the Micah Parsons trade to Green Bay, Adam Thielen returning to the Vikings, Jatavion Sanders' recent reports from camp and practice, the Cowboys running back situation to start the season, and Calvin Ridley and his praise for Cam Ward. To start things off, the Parsons trade. It sucks. I hate it. I'm not a fan, but...
You're not a fan of Parsons?
I think...
Or just the trade to the Packers?
Both of them.
Oh, come on. I get not being a Bears fan. Where he went. I understand that. So, I know a guy who's a big Cowboy fan, and he was like, of all teams, like, I think he would have almost preferred that, like, he went to the Giants or something. Because the Cowboy fans hate the Packers, too.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
The last time, the Packers screwed him a couple years ago in their mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But.
And.
It would have been a brilliant move, especially for what they gave up. I think it would have been a brilliant move for any team. Buffalo, Baltimore, Chicago, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Just two firsts. And they're going to be late firsts. You know they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kenny Clark, who is a good, good player. But.
Yeah.
He's not in the same stratosphere as Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And it's a team that can afford the contract because they are, before the trade, they were the youngest team in the NFL. Younger than the Titans, younger than the Falcons, youngest team in the NFL. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And they traded a 29-year-old for a 26-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also important to look at a lot of their good players that are rookies are those later round picks. So they have 1-2 years left on their deals. They can only hope that they'll sign for cheap.
I mean, I think that they, like you just said, they have a lot of starters who were not necessarily. Now, on the defense, they have a lot of first round picks.
Yeah.
And
so they'll be playing for a decent amount of time still.
But I don't necessarily disagree that they've got to draft well, in addition to all this, because they can't keep everybody. If everybody plays well, there's no way they can keep everybody. But this gives them a 2 to 3 year window with most of the roster that they have currently to really go after a Super
Bowl. Yeah,
not just the NFC North. Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
Yeah.
When in Brett Favre's age 27 season, the Packers got Reggie White, and they won the Super Bowl that year. In Aaron Rodgers' age 27 season, the Packers got Charles Woodson, and they won the Super Bowl. Guess what year this is?
Yeah, but Love's not on that level.
Guess what year Jordan Love is in this year? He turns 27 November 2nd.
It's his fifth year, isn't it? This is his fifth year?
Yeah, but it's just... Yes.
He's 20.
No, it's his sixth year.
He's drafting 2020.
So, yeah, this is his sixth year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
This will be his sixth NFL season. Third as a starter.
They aren't winning the Super Bowl.
I mean... I'm not saying they're the favorite, but I'm saying that they're serious contenders.
I just don't.
On paper, they're serious contenders.
I don't think so. I don't think their offense is good enough.
We'll see.
Just would be extremely shocked if they have a really good offense.
They were the seventh best against the rush last year.
And
so trading Kenny Clark, how much is that going to impact that? Because they were really good at stopping the run last year. I mean, I think most teams are going to try and throw on them quite a bit because the weakest part of that whole team, right, you just said you question the offense. I think that's a little crazy. The weakest part of the whole team is the secondary. They've got some really good players in that secondary. Yeah. But they also have some very unproven players in the secondary.
Yeah.
Xavier McKinney is really good. I like Keyshawn Nixon, but the rest of them are very unproven. Nate Hobbs, he's all right, but he's not in, he's not Las Vegas for a reason.
Yeah. I'm hoping they're bad.
The secondary is?
I can see them being good. No, the whole team. But I'm just
they definitely are the favorite have a good run game.
Maybe. They have a good run. I think it's just their receivers. Just they weren't very that and the sometimes not smart QB play by Jordan Love. It's just very inconsistent on their pass game, which the NFL is huge in passing. If they play a good run defense and they don't play good passing, that's a loss easily. Because if that D-line, even if they play one of the best, they're not going to win the game purely defense if they're playing one of the best offenses in the league. They might be a really good run defense, but I think the horrendous secondary is going to be a big weak point in that defense.
I think horrendous is awfully harsh.
I'm fine with saying horrendous.
Part of why I say that is even if you think that all of those guys aren't going to be very good, they don't have to be very good for very long. That pass rush is going to be one of the best pass rushes in the league.
Yeah.
Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons, like, pick your poison, man. You can't double both of them.
Yeah, you can. Guards.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to, of course, have the linebackers coming up.
So then the center and then the back has to block two defensive tackles?
Yeah, he's got it.
And the Packers like to blitz.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
so you can't double both of those ends. And Lucas Van Ness is starting to find his footing at the end of last year. You can't double both of those ends. Not consistently.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's going to be fun to watch.
Not really. But
as an NFL fan, you got to admit that's fun to watch. I get that that's probably really difficult for you as a Bear fan. But as an NFL fan, that's exciting.
I'll just watch the Eagles if I want to watch exciting defensive line play.
Fair enough. Fair enough. it makes the whole team better.
But yeah.
Just on paper, this makes the whole team a lot better. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing against Kenny Clark. 100%. Kenny Clark, a really good player that will add some quality. But again, Dallas got ripped off. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
Dallas didn't get nearly enough. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I am absolutely shocked that's all they got.
Let's talk about the malfunction of the Dallas Cowboys for a second.
Jerry Jeudy. Or not Jerry Jeudy. Oh, man. Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
That dude is terrible.
I saw somebody refer to him as Jerry Jokes. I thought that was pretty darn funny.
Yeah. That dude.
Jerry Jokes. Dude, like, for somebody who's such a shrewd businessman, this is not a business move, right?
He's sure stupid.
This was not what was best for business. This was what was best for Jerry's ego. Jerry didn't like that Micah Parsons wanted to make sure he was getting what was actually due to him and wanted his agent to be involved. And Jerry tried to circumvent that and try and just bully the player into signing for less than what he deserved. And it bit him. Micah Parsons is not Dak Prescott. And I'm not saying that to slight Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's a good dude, man. I think an underrated quarterback. An underappreciated quarterback. Does he make his mistakes? Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just insane that that's what he settled for. I did see that Parsons and his agent did try to make like a last minute push to get that contract done, and Jerry Jones just said no.
He wouldn't even engage him. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't even talk to him. Because he felt slighted, because he felt that Micah Parsons should have gone with what the two of them talked about. And he wouldn't even try and engage the agent of Micah Parsons. And that's crazy. He's just he's trying to bully.
I just don't know what Jerry Jones' game plan was there. Like, really, that was like as bad as it could have gone for the Cowboys.
This is what happens when you continually kick the can down the road, and then you end up having to pay these guys a whole lot more than what if you just extended them early on when they wanted to be.
Yeah.
And that includes CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he got bit. He thought he was going to bully the player again and just make him play on a franchise tag and do this and that. And Micah Parsons was like, I'm not playing. If I don't get an extension, I'm not playing.
He always wants it his way. Yep. But as a general manager, you have to realize, that's not happening. How often does that happen for general managers? I can't name one instance where it's gone perfectly, the general manager. Maybe Howie. That's it.
That dude's Philly.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it, but.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's going to become the new team that everybody wants to hate if they keep winning all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which good I don't for know them. What they're doing. Like, man, mm-hmm. that's the name of the game. You want to win all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it all the more impressive.
Yep. So, Thielen to the Vikings. I mean, we talked about this in a prior episode. It'll be beneficial for both the first couple weeks while Addison is suspended. But after that, he's going to have to work to get those wide receiver three
shares. Yeah, I mean, he'll slide into the three spot. Every now probably and shared then. A little bit with Naylor, but he's easily the number three at that point.
Yeah.
And he's going to love to throw the ball.
Thielen will be four. We'll see how JJ looks. But
that's going to be the key to all of
that. At the moment, it's in his favor. Yeah. It's in his favor
right
now. There's
no excuse for JJ not to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might be able to understand it the first couple of games, I would think.
But the full season?
Basically, this is his rookie year.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But he's got to have a halfway decent season.
Agree. I think this is more about.
He's got to at least put up Darnold numbers.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Especially if they pass the way we think they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is more about, like, for fantasy football, this helps the Carolina receivers more than Minnesota receivers. Agree?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Xavier Leggett gets a nice bump.
Are definitely going to get more.
Coker. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would even say maybe, like, go ahead.
From what I've seen, Coker's going to be the two.
Over Leggett?
Yeah.
Interesting. I like Leggett more than Coker. I'll
double check on that, but that's just what I saw.
I think Coker's the inside man when there's three receivers. And I like him for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say if anybody... I thought it was Leggett is the two.
Leggett is the two. Yeah.
If anybody falters, Stephen Moore is not a bad option to watch.
Yeah. Coker had some good plays last year while he was in the slot. So,
yes,
he'll definitely be a really good piece. Potential sleeper, too, in those really deep leagues.
Don't sleep on Chuba Hubbard with that team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he is being slept on, is he?
No, but
he's got a decent draft spot.
I like what this team could do offensively this year.
Yeah. Both teams should be great offensively. So Jatavion Sanders recent reports. It's being said that he is improving on the pass catching side, and I think he could be a good piece in that offense, a reliable piece.
It doesn't look like he's going to start as a starter per se, but I think he gets more reps than Tommy Tremble, and I think he ends up being the starter pretty quickly into the season. He's got way more upside than Tommy Tremble. And I like Tommy Tremble. Mm-hmm. Sanders has some big upside.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see how that ends up going. But what was it? The coach? He said to keep an eye on Jatavion in these first couple games. So yeah, we'll see how that works out.
Canal say he's really improved.
The Cowboys.
And it could be a big receiving threat. And in a very shallow position for fantasy, that could be a big deal. Somebody to consider drafting late.
Is he going undrafted in some leagues?
I don't know that I think it depends on how deep your league is, but as a general rule, even like 15 rounds, I think he's getting picked. He's just getting picked late.
Really late?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the Cowboys. It's being said that Javonte, Miles Sanders, and Jaden Blue will be all splitting reps to start the season. And, I think Javonte has a head start against him, right? If he's playing well, he will be getting most reps.
I think he's the number one back on the depth chart.
Yeah.
And is expected to split with Sanders and Blue. But I would expect I think that the first couple of weeks, I would stay away from any of them, starting them. I wouldn't necessarily stay away. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can draft, especially Blue, late, I like that as the upside. When I say late, I mean in the last probably 3 to 4 rounds. If he can fall to that, I think that there's potential for good value. I think we know what we're getting with Williams and Sanders, and I don't know any of it's anything to write home about.
Yeah.
Depending on how they're used, I could see Sanders getting more touches in the red zone, especially in like the 5 yard line to the goal line. Williams, I don't know that he's much bigger than Williams. I just think he's probably a little more proven. Javonte Williams hasn't scored a ton of touchdowns in his career, I don't believe.
Yeah.
So that's something to consider.
Yeah. I have no clue how that's going to end up working out for the season. I don't know if they just give Javonte most reps throughout the year, or if Jaden Blue just comes out of the blue just.
I expect Blue to take that at some point.
Yeah. Like very explosive. I think
Jadon
he could.
Blue comes out of the blue. That was nice, Peyton. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. man. Calvin Ridley, his most recent comment here, I'll share the quote right now. Calvin Ridley said with Teron Davenport of ESPN, it was like, this kid's good and I gotta be good. I can't fall behind. I gotta be a help. I got to be a help. I got to be a big help because it's time to dominate. Which I think this offense I think could be pretty decent this year.
Agree.
depending on how much Cam Ward develops, I guess, or what am I trying to say? Like plays at the NFL level, translates, how he translates to the NFL level. There we go. I mean, I think he could be pretty good. I'm hoping he could be pretty good.
So Cam Ward is a guy, I think, just to watch, unless you're playing in a super flex league that's deep, or in a very, mm-hmm. very deep league. I wouldn't draft him by any means at this point. But I think, I mean, there are going to be people who are. I want to see it. But I think that he could potentially turn in, like, just we'll see how he develops and transitions.
Yeah.
The talent is there. He's got good talent. And I think the kid's got a good mindset. He seems to be a strong leader. He's going in there trying to hold his teammates accountable, and in a organization that seemed to be a little dysfunctional. So I think that's a great thing. He's trying to help change the culture there into wanting to be a winning culture. And it sounds like Calvin Ridley's going with that too, and wants to help.
Yeah,
help him lead that as well. And that's a great thing because Calvin Ridley is a very talented young man as well who could be a really good receiver for him.
Yeah, there's been a lot of praise between the two. And I think it's definitely going to be a notable thing to – well, something to keep note of when you draft. Because
I think
Ridley's going pretty late, isn't he?
I don't know that he's going – he's not going like crazy late, but he's not going early. Let me see what his latest – on well, one, sorry. On Underdog, Calvin Ridley is 51.2 is his average pick right now. So in the fifth round.
All right. I mean, that's not terrible. I could – if you can get him a little bit later, let's say he falls, I mean, I think that could be a good asset. I mean, last year, even with Will Levis, he was sometimes still a viable flex option.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can get him in the six, do it.
If I would say you're don't questioning
about people around him.
Don't discount what Tyler Lockett can do. And I don't mean NFL, like actual stats-wise. I think his leadership for Ridley and for Cam Ward and what Tony Pollard can also add to that could be a big – as a settling influence.
Yeah,
I don't expect big numbers out of Tyler Lockett. Maybe he has a game or two that are big. But as a for the season, Calvin Ridley's the guy to own there in your fantasy team.
In my opinion.
Along with Pollard.
I think, the Titans have a lot of veterans on this offense, and I think that's going to help Cam Ward quite a bit.
Agreed.
Getting all these, expert opinions.
I don't think that they're going to be great. From what
they've seen.
As a general, as a team, that defense is shameless.
100%. I think that offense could have definitely some good games.
In dynasty leagues, Elik Ammanor is a guy to watch out for.
Yeah.
He's a wide receiver.
I have a couple of leagues with him where I have him just sitting on my taxi squad.
Yep.
I think that could him and Cam Ward could possibly build up a
agree.
Yeah. Build up something there, hopefully.
Nice rapport.
But thank you guys for watching. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like and comment. Thank you guys.